Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 163 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about what defines a hypercar. And in this episode, it's going to be a little bit different. We're not really going to be going over facts and specifications and further details into a car specifically. We're actually just going to have a conversation. And this is the very first episode two of the Car 5 Podcast where I have a guest with me today who is none other than my father, Mr. Robert. So please welcome him and joining him in this episode today. And the reason I wanted to bring someone else on, in this case, again, my father, is I wanted to get multiple perspectives because I would love to have this conversation with you guys once this episode's over. Let's go ahead and talk about it. Email me, DM me, comment on this video, send me messages. I would love to hear everybody's opinion on what defines a hypercar because to me anyways, it seems like we just have too many hypercars out there nowadays. It seems to be... every other month or every couple of months, there's a brand new company emerging and there's a new hypercar. And then companies that already have hypercars are coming out with more hypercars. And I think we're on hypercar overload. And I think maybe that's because the term itself, hypercar, is used too loosely. So let's just go ahead and kick things off. So, Dad, what is your definition, and from your perspective, what should define a hypercar?
Well, for me, a hypercar has to be extremely fast, faster than, you know, in the top just few cars made.
Okay.
It has to have a great 0-60 speed, has to look fantastic like nothing else out there, and has to have materials with the makeup of the car, not just the body, but the engine and everything. It has to be unique.
Okay. What about price?
Generally is always very expensive.
So to conclude your perspective really quickly, it has to look like no other car looks. It has to perform in the top less than 1% of how cars perform. In fact, one of the fastest cars in the world. The price has to be pretty high. And the materials and how the car is made has to be very high-end and unique.
Correct.
Perfect. So there's our perspective, perspective number one of what defines a hypercar. I'll go ahead and jump in real quick and give my definition of a hypercar. Is I believe a hypercar should bring technology of tomorrow today. So I believe a hypercar should change the automotive world in some way, shape, or form, whether it's using and implementing a new type of material, a new technology that increases performance standards like performance we've never seen before. Of course, that has to look a certain way, but mainly for me, it's about change. It's about bettering the car. And I don't want to say my gripe, but my little thing I got with hypercars today is I just don't feel that same thing is happening. I don't feel with some of the hypercars that are coming out nowadays, they're not changing anything. They just look crazy, they're super fast, and they're expensive. And I don't think that's what defines a hypercar. I think a hypercar has to legitimately bring new technology, new design, new specifications to the car world to make cars better. So that way, that same technology, once proven in a hypercar form, automotive manufacturers can then implement that technology into their normal production vehicles. So this is perfect, actually, for this episode that we have two different perspectives. And that's exactly why I wanted to bring my father into this episode. So that way, we can have a conversation with you guys and figure out what defines a hypercar, because I just think it's lost. I really do. I think what makes a hypercar special is not really there anymore. And I want to bring up a very, very good point. In 2005, this is what made me a car enthusiast. And it goes credit to this guy right here. In 2005, my father took me to Monterey Car Week in Pebble Beach and or Carmel, California. And it's one of the most exclusive car weeks of the year the best cars in the world are there. The highest end car shows are there. The world's best car auctions are there. And upon arriving to Pebble Beach, one of the very first cars I saw that was sitting on a putting green was a Bugatti Veyron. And this is in 2005. When the Bugatti Veyron came out, have you ever seen a car like that before?
No, it was definitely unique. Something I've never seen in even like futuristic looking. It was amazing.
It was like seeing a UFO.
Yeah.
You almost didn't believe it was real.
Yeah, it was stunning. You know, it just took you, it was like something you would look at and like, all right, I've never seen anything like this.
You've never seen anything like this. The Bugatti Veyron completely changed the car world. When Bugatti came out with a car saying it's over $1 million, that blew everyone's mind. First of all, the price point. It had a speed that a production car had never achieved before. Of course, in car history, there's cars that have already achieved 300 miles per hour and high 200 miles per hour. But those were single cars that were built for that purpose. The Bugatti Veyron was a production vehicle that anybody could buy as long as you got your application in and had the ability to financially support the car, to buy the car. It was an 8-liter W16 engine that had over 1,000 horsepower that was so easy to drive, anybody could drive it. Anybody could hop in that car and drive it because it was like driving a normal car. But at any moment in time, if you put your foot down, you were the fastest production car in the world. Kind of hinting at my perspective a little bit of how it changed the game. That was a hypercar. And I don't know about you, but myself, with all these hypercars coming out nowadays, I'm just not excited about them as I used to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, they're everywhere almost now. People are just taking technology, copying it, not really advancing anything in the car. But now they're everywhere. And so you don't look at it. I remember one of the first times at Monterey Car Week going down Ocean Avenue.
Yeah.
And the first time I'm there, wow, there's some Ferraris. There's, you know, and now they're everywhere. And it doesn't have, oh, it's just another Ferrari. Mm-hmm. Not that it's not a great automobile.
But
now
it
you
is.
See it. Yeah, phenomenal you just see car. Them all the time. And that's what's starting to, I think, what we're both seeing within the super and hypercars out there is that you know, somebody's coming up with some all the time, and so there it's just not exciting. There's nothing that really sets it apart.
Yeah, and I think the last time I had extreme excitement for a hypercar is when the LaFerrari, the P1, and the 918 came out, because at that time that is when hybrids really started entering the automotive world. And it was also at that time in the car world when hybrids really weren't that exciting. They were kind of like, they weren't sexy looking. They didn't appeal. It was, you know, for eco-friendly, and it just wasn't, you know, there wasn't any excitement about it. But when Porsche came out with the 918, McLaren came out with the P1, and Ferrari came out with the LaFerrari and really demonstrated what a hybrid could be, for me, I had that same excitement seeing those cars that I did as the Bugatti when it first came out in 2005.
Yeah. Each of those cars you mentioned had that wow factor, something that's like, oh my goodness, you know, that's just incredible.
And it's new.
And it's new. And it's new. Something, especially when I first saw the 918 and looked at that, and I think it's called Acid Green.
Yeah, at the time, yes, the acid green paint. Yeah,
so beautiful. And but it was that wow factor. But again, since then, you know, what's been out there?
The only other company for me that I would say is a true hypercar, and it's because it comes from an engineering standpoint, is Koenigsegg. Yeah. Because Koenigsegg, he uses the materials, he has the speed, he's got the looks, but Koenigsegg, Christian von Koenigsegg, they're making leaps and bounds from an engineering standpoint for their cars itself. They've created camless engines. They've got hypercars that have a single gear transmission. So they're engineering their car in a way that it's actually, that technology is making cars better. So although they may not necessarily be going the full electric route nowadays that everyone is going, they're taking what's vastly used right now and improving it.
Yeah, and that's where when they came out with that single gear, basically.
The Regera.
It was like, all right, it makes you scratch your head. All right,
how is that even possible?
That doesn't make sense. That's like one of those criteria that is a changer in the industry. And
it is.
And so that's why they would be in that class.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But ladies and gentlemen, so we've got two very good perspectives, two different perspectives. But one of the things that's also very important is how do you feel when you see a hypercar? And I think that's also should add on to the criteria that we both agree with is when you see a hypercar, you should feel different. You shouldn't be looking at, and this is going to be weird to say, just a normal supercar. You should be captivated by looking at a hypercar as if it's your jaw almost drops because it's something you've never seen before.
Absolutely.
But ladies and gentlemen, that's actually all we have for episode number 163, talking about definitions of a hypercar and what is it? What qualifies a car to be a hypercar? Check out the video. Send me a message, email me, comment on this video. Again, this is just a conversation. So let's go ahead and talk about it. I want to hear what you guys think defines a true hypercar. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. And if you're already checking this video out on YouTube, I appreciate you. Thank you. And once you get to the YouTube channel, just browse around. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. And if you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me or you just want to talk, just go ahead and send me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the links in the description. Your guys' go-to source for the best car apparel out there. We got a coupon code for you guys as well. www.tog.com. It's your guys' go-to source for the best car merchandise. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into our next episode, number 164, which is funny as we were just talking about what defines a hypercar. We're talking about the new hypercar that's coming out from the Middle East, and it's called the Dracuma from Ajlani Motors, and this is more of an update. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.